KO4PXB Mobile. KO4PXB.
KO4CTD Mobile.
How are you? Lloyd here. I'm en route to Malden.
And it's 5 o'clock, so I'm heading towards Landrum.
Yep, I gotta get the Crumb Snatcher by 5:30, so I got plenty of time to get there.
I have escaped the fence. I am over the fence, and, you know, I don't drive at this time of day, and because I intentionally either go in late or go in early.
Yeah, my day starts at 8 o'clock, normally ends about 5:30, but due to the fact that my wife's not able to drive right now, I had to get off in enough time to get the child from daycare before they close at 5:30.
Fortunate, especially if it was a Friday and they closed, and, well, that'd probably just be unfortunate.
Yeah, they don't like people to be late when picking up kids. They pretty much maybe give you 5 minutes before they're calling you.
They're just like everybody else. Hey, it's 5 o'clock. I want to get off too.
And my wife has told me this, and I'm not sure, and I hadn't seen any of the official documentation for it, but you've got 15 minutes, or they called the police for child abandonment at the daycare.
That should be totally wrong for that kind of time limit. I mean, good grief, you know, I'm sitting on Wade Hampton, and it's bumper to bumper, and the traffic ain't moving.
Yes, sir. I understood when you just said Wade Hampton. I expected it to be bumper to bumper, especially this time of day.
When they first six-laned this section at Everett Road, on out, and, you know, six lanes, no traffic. It's like that forever. And then all of a sudden, there's traffic everywhere. Traffic's been horrible today.
Yep, that is definitely an expanding area.
You get better restaurants over here in this stretch of Wade Hampton, and no, still pretty much the same old, same old. Nothing, I mean, you know, not that I want the area to turn into a winter parade over here, but it'd be nice if we had some newer restaurants that are good.
Depends on how far you want to drive off of Wade Hampton. There's a Mutz on Highway 14. It's really not the greatest in the world, but you're right. There's pretty much no major fast food restaurant. Like, I know they got Chick-fil-A, and I know they got the Oriental place right there at the end of Highway 14, but there's really nothing that I know of that's a major eating place.
Over here is fast food. Chick-fil-A is backed by the Taylor's Walmart. And we do have a Chili's and we have an Applebee's out here, but that's pretty much it.
Yep, I've definitely seen the Applebee's because it's, you know, right across from one of the actually right across from my Masonic Lodge is right across the street from Applebee's.
I live off of North 14, right about where Greer and Landrum postal codes cross.
You live on the close to the mountainside of 14. I live on the other end of 14. And
at one time in my life, I used to drive the roads because it was something to do. You know, back when gas was like dirt cheap, you know, 90 cents a gallon.
Yeah, that's definitely been a couple years past.
I have a lot for work, and, you know, I was trying to think, it was about 2002, 2003, somewhere in that ballpark, that I swore off interstates wherever I could possibly swear them off.
Yep, I truly understand that, because since about May of last year, I haven't had to run 85 anymore except during my normal day Well, if I have to run out to do an IT support, that's what I do for a living. I do IT support.
And my brother-in-law does that too. And just in case you're curious, though, they are supposed to start working on 25 North from TR all the way to the state line. And they're going to start working on 14 from Gap Creek north to where they already did their work.
Oh, just in time for the prime traveling season to start.
They both routes are routes I have to go when I have to go down to Donaldson to do some work. So, you know, both of my southbound routes are going to be conniption fits.
Yep, just be sure to take a chill pill with you.
When I talk to the cops, I'm like, yeah, you guys should just be happy that they don't allow us to mount machine guns or forklifts to the front of the truck. I'm just saying.
Do you serve any crackers with that wine in your old TR?
Right, yes, Tom. Yes, we are.
Oh, I had to throw that out there. Good afternoon, Wyatt. And I think Lloyd's on the other end. Take it.
Yes, sir. I would love it to be able to mount a 50 cal up to the top of my truck. That way it would definitely be people getting out of the way real quick.
Just put a P-51 Mustang up there. You have 650s up there on top. Well, I hope you had a good day, both of you, the working guys, and thanks for paying our Social Security.
Have a day, Tom. My airband radio stopped working. I had to go and buy a new radio. First radio I've actually had to buy in a long time. Usually they're airport provided. And it's been a long time since I bought a new radio. They're actually not that expensive. Affirmative.
Hopefully radio wasn't too expensive.
I mean, about $450, but, you know, hopefully this radio will get me through to the end.
ICOM or something, because I've seen those teepees out there for less, and I'm absolutely certain you know the difference, Wyatt.
Yes, sir, and I'm still, you know, saving my duckies, because I want to get an HF rig, like I said, and just definitely want to be able to get that, and I heard some little bit of tidbit information of that HR thing about the HOAs allowing the radio antennas for the ham radio antennas in the subdivision, so hopefully that'll pass out real quick.
Actually, you know, the only two people that are actually making handy talkies right now, Tom, are ICOM and Yaesu, oddly enough. And the ICOM was going to be $600 or thereabouts, and the Yaesu was $450 shipped. So I went with the Yaesu, because as far as features and all that, they're pretty much the same radio.
Oh, you couldn't go wrong there, Wyatt. I do like the programming on the Yaesu radios. I had a VX5 at one time and drove off with it on the hood of my car back in Kansas one time, and a neighbor stole it. Which I didn't have any idea what to do with it, but at any rate, I have an older Yaesu handy talkie, and it's many, many years old. And they're extra fine radios, Wyatt. I don't see how you can go wrong. They got great front ends on them. Oh, I see them going by on these. I get emails from Airfax, and you take tests and different things and that. I can't remember the name of the website, but they advertise them on there quite a bit. But usually at an inflated price, but. I never even seen what brand they were, but I know they weren't those.
About it is I was actually looking for ham radios earlier this month, and the ham radios I was looking at were all in the, you know, $500-$600 price range, and it's like, I got my one for work. don't like that.
I truly enjoy my little Anytone 878. So that's a good little handheld radio. I literally got a cable antenna just running, hanging on my blinds in the sunroom.
Almost all, I won't say all, but I believe it is, have the AM capability. I know mine does. And my old ones that I use for base stations, the old ICOM 208s, they copy air traffic control and that real well.
I got the D710 in the truck, and I have what is normally the APRS band is actually set for tower while I'm talking on the handy-talky with the with ground. Because they only got two controllers up there. Sometimes they only have one. So that helps me be situationally aware. But, you know, the amateur radio products won't talk on air band, not legally.
Transmit on it, you're right.
I know I've heard this many times over, and by looking, being the ham radio is not a cheap hobby.
For something sort of like a K2 or something like that, a fairly low power, all software defined radio. I found a nice looking radio that's done by a Russian fella. It's the Wolf transceivers. And it's some assembly required, but they got a new version that's coming out that is truly all mode, all band. It goes from DC all the way up into the multiple gigahertz, and we're not talking transmitting a Wi-Fi signal, actually transmitting, you know, voice. KJ4, CTD mobile.
Well, I shouldn't tell you this, but my handy talkie is open, and I did it. But that's got to be 20, 30, 40 years ago. But you know what? I have a first-class FCC license and a commercial license, and I'd be a dang fool if I was ever to transmit on one of those. And not everybody'd have that much sense, so if they got a hold of it, and they won't. It's locked up. Oh, that's one, Wyatt. Yeah, Nixie tubes. Not that old. It's an FT something or other, Yaesu. I call them Jesus. But it wasn't very hard to open it. It was a little surface mount chip or two, and I can't remember. It's been too many years ago.
On those driving.
Mr. Lloyd, I'll give you back to Wyatt. Nice to hear you, Wyatt. I'm getting up here by CVS at the Greer corner on Main Street, and it's usually a mess. 73 Skies and 0 TR Clips.
K4 CTD Mobile. Lloyd, you still in there?